Live.com.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's talk about you, your health, and your life. We're going to go to Diane. Hi, Diane.
Hello.
Hi, Diane. You with us? How can I help?
Okay. I wanted to ask you about Crohn's disease.
Okay.
I have a family member that has very severe. It involves the entire colon and part of the intestines. And this person has been on almost every medication. They tried everything, and she has finally been put on Humira and been on it for about 2 months, but she still lives every day with some bleeding off and on, and she has pain at a pain level that never gets below a 7, and it's just not good.
Yeah, no kidding. And does she feel like she's been to every doctor there is, or has she, how far has she taken her treatment? Has she gone and seen quite a few folks, or give me kind of the rundown on that?
Yes, she has been treated by a GI doctor in our area that we have good personal recommendations from. And when he finally concluded it was Crohn's, and tried several medication options. Then she was sent to Vanderbilt, and she was put through their GI department. And when they finished with all the tests and everything, they concluded with his testing and the medication that she had tried and also recommended the Humira.
That's pretty standard treatment. And she's doing so-so, but she's still bleeding?
Yes. She'll go a little while and not, and then she will have, you know, times that she does. And when the bleeding gets heavy enough, they'll start her back on prednisone for a while.
That's a tough place to be. It really is. Crohn's disease is no fun at all. And has she made any radical changes in her nutrition and her eating habits?
No, she has not. And, she's also a person that's real nauseous very easily, and so therefore she's feeling nauseous. She may not eat because she knows it's going to come right back up. But she's tried to watch what she does eat to see if she has more pain afterwards or more of the diarrhea afterwards. And she just has not been able to pin it to any food that, you know, aggravates it so she could cut it out.
I got it. It's a tough place for her to be in. I would definitely get her, if you want to encourage her to do anything, is to get her with a nutritionist at some level that can work with her hand in hand and really start a brand new routine. Because I really think that, you know, again, the GI doctor is going to be her best guide. But when it comes down to her eating habits with Crohn's, it makes a huge difference. So if she hasn't made any major changes, I mean, cutting out things like gluten and changing her diet, getting a lot of the dairy products out, processed foods out of there, plenty of water, green tea, by the way, is really healing on the digestive tract, aloe vera juice, and L-glutamine, which is an amino acid. Those are all known to be very healing on the gut. But, you know, to have a good nutritionist that can kind of walk her through some of these things, are, I think, would be extremely important. And that's what I would want if you're going through something like that. Because with Crohn's, one thing we know for sure is that there's a pretty strong mind-body connection with it. And so if you're not, if her mind is, you know, if she's gone through any kind of emotional stress or issues over a period of time, that can play a big role. And it can lead to keeping her from getting through the healing process. You know, not completely, but it's a strong component of it. But I would look into getting some coaching from someone in a dietary realm. And if she's never gone that route, that she may find some success in that, even though, and that's not to take the place of anything that she's doing for treatment, but definitely it can create a different environment for her internally that can help many times. If you're putting the right things in, and there can be healing that happens to the digestive tract and lining. And for her, that's going to be a big piece because Crohn's is a big deal. Now, is she taking any type of supplements like probiotics? Or is she doing anything like that at all? Or is she only doing just kind of the medicine the doctor has her taking?
Well, she's done the medicine and she stayed on the probiotics for a while. She had a routine on that. And then she got to where she was just so nauseous that, you know, she was having a hard time keeping things down. And so she has not started back on that.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, she might want to look at things like ginger root tea. Run that by her doctor next time she talks to him. Or do some research on her own, whatever. But, yeah, I mean, the ginger root tea has always been good for nausea. I mean, you see that with women that are pregnant and whatnot. But it works for nausea for the most part. You can get ginger root itself at the health food store and cut it up. And you let it simmer with distilled water. It makes a really, really good tea. Tastes great. And much better than the store-bought kind that's already pre-made. That can help too, just from nausea side. And plus, has a lot of other healthy benefits for the gut itself. But yeah, I mean, having someone kind of walk with her in the diet process and really be able to pinpoint. And there's RDs and dietitians that actually subspecialize in these areas like Crohn's. And they can be very helpful. So it would be a good way to go, for sure. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to go to Luke. Hi, Luke.
Bed bug bites hit me about 3 months ago, and I still have the lingering effects. It doesn't itch anymore. It's not inflamed. It's just still red spots, and wondering if there's anything you can think of to help speed their disappearance.
On the outside, coconut oil, you can regular coconut oil or the organic coconut oil is great. Because remember, whatever you put on your skin goes into the bloodstream. But the coconut oil has such strong antibacterial, antiviral, antihistamine related properties in it that it's just phenomenal for something like that. So you might notice a real good result with that. Also, aloe vera, just from the plant itself, putting it on the skin, has been known to help as too. Now, internally, with something like that, B complex vitamins, if you get really low in the B vitamins, sometimes it can cause an extra reaction, so that might be something you want to look into. And you can get that from all your dark green leafy vegetables and keeping your vegetable content very high. You're going to be really up on the B vitamins, and that can help too. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio, 888-283-7272. Remember, the body can change, but the question is, do you want to change? So going to the next level with your health and with your life takes time. But it also takes a decision that you want to get well. And you're willing to do whatever it takes to make it happen. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week
to give back to the community, that's you, empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 31st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1720.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1762.87, 881.43 for a half ounce, and 440.72 for a quarter ounce. That's 1762.87, 881.43, and 440.72.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Thank you.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Cholesterol screenings are up. They're saying that certain groups still lagging. CDC is reporting that. The screening for high blood cholesterol among U.S. adults has increased significantly from 2005 to 2009. But younger Americans, less educated adults, and Hispanics are still less likely than others to undergo the testing. Researchers from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also found that in 2009, only 9 states achieved the CDC's Healthy People 2010 target, which called for blood cholesterol screenings of 80%. High blood cholesterol is a major risk factor for the development of hardening of the arteries and coronary heart disease. This risk can be reduced by a blood test to screen for high blood cholesterol and treatment to lower it. Well, clearly, we have more work to do, they said, with greater outreach and education to make all Americans understand the importance of knowing their cholesterol numbers, said Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum, who's a preventative cardiologist at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City. The study findings can help state and national health officials in the direct screenings toward the at-risk groups. Of course, the CDC research has analyzed the national data. And they said from 2005 to 2009, the percentage of people screened for high blood cholesterol increased significantly in most states. Only 2 states, Missouri and South Carolina, show an absolute decrease. So the rates of high blood cholesterol, of course, is higher in the crowds of 65 and older. But, you know, again, I just think that your cholesterol levels definitely need to be checked. Most physicians check on a regular basis. This is pretty much standard. But having it checked is important, but maintaining healthy cholesterol levels through your diet and with proper exercise, all of that's a key. So if your cholesterol levels are up and you're worried about more of a genetic predisposition, maybe you know, you think it's handed down from your parents or grandparents, you got to look at how your diet history is, how you eat on a regular basis, and how you've been eating. Now, it's not going to change overnight, but when you start changing these habits, that's when you start seeing the real victory in all of this. So that's what you have to look at. You have to look at your eating habits. You have to look at what you can change to go to that next level. What can you do for cholesterol? I mean, cholesterol, I'll tell you, there's a couple of things that are really important. Healthy fats or omega-3s. Red yeast rice as a supplement is great, too. But eggs. Eggs now, the American Heart Association says that 2 to 3 organic eggs every single day is, well, organic. They don't really say that. That's just my little caveat there. But 2 to 3 eggs every single day is great for overall heart health and is not too much to raise cholesterol. Now, actually, just so you know, the egg yolks have been shown because of some of the properties in it, choline and lecithin, to help potentially lower cholesterol. So it's a great, great food, ultimate protein to be putting in. I mean, phenomenal. So definitely want to look at some of that as well. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Let's go to Tamara. Hi, Tamara.
Asa.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for your program. I enjoy listening to you, and I'm a first-time caller.
Well, thank you. Welcome.
I want to know the real truth about hormones.
Okay.
We hear about hormones all our life and how important they are, and then I'm hearing 2 different sides of how important they are when you get to, like me. I'm 52 years old, and I've been period-free for about a year now. And when I went to my doctor in December, he said that he could tell I didn't have any estrogen and everything was definitely, you know, over. And he asked me if I was having night sweats or hot flashes, and I told him no. And he said, well, then you're good. And you don't need to worry about hormone replacement. Yet you hear other people saying that you do need it for other things, you know, like your libido and whether you have energy. So I just want to know, is hormones for a certain time of your life, and then once you reach a certain age, you don't need them anymore? Or I don't know what to do.
Yeah, that's not really the case. I mean, your hormones are with you always. And it's something that you have, you know, it's a part of your body. So do they diminish and do they change? Well, yeah, they do. But at the end of the day, you've got to look at, with hormones especially, you want to make sure that everything's balanced. And it doesn't matter the age bracket that you're in. I mean, if you're in your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, that's why hormone replacement is kind of so popular right now. But you always want to make sure that, I mean, yeah, that you're at the best level that you can be. And there's supplements that can do that, and that can be helpful. But your food choices and your lifestyle habits are going to depict your hormone levels more than anything. The aging process makes them come down a little bit, but you can maintain them with a great lifestyle plan, and you can maintain them by, you know, eating well, exercising, all those sorts of things. They all make a big difference. So that's what I would think about. As you go through this process and you're looking to get it balanced, I would get blood work done on a regular basis, and even if it's every 6 months. And you be in control of that. A lot of doctors many times won't want to run the blood work that much. But it's okay to ask, you know, to be proactive about what you do. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. So I would keep that first and foremost. And, you know, remember, healthy fats, the good ones, okay, almonds, walnuts, cashews, your avocados, your fish oils, your olive oils, all of those, they help promote good hormone levels. So when your diet is about 25% healthy fats, you can be assured that your hormone levels are going to be, at least you're giving it an environment for the hormone levels to be supported. Doesn't mean they're going to be perfect, but they can be supported. Now, once you get the blood work done, you're staying on top of that, it's easy to get those numbers to kind of shake out and balance too. Because and the one thing is, getting it done periodically, you'll always be able to stay so on top of it. So if something starts to drop, like progesterone or estrogen, then you can look at it more of a natural method, or you can also begin to look at certain things like the hormone replacement. But bioidenticals are the way to go if you're going to go that route. But here's the thing. You don't want to get into that until you've exhausted every natural means, in my opinion, for getting the hormones to balance, because there's a lot of supplements, there's foods, and getting with either the doctor or a nutritionist, somebody that can work with you, and that is going to be a big key, okay? But hormones, they do come and go, and they do diminish a little bit, but it doesn't mean you can't maintain healthy levels throughout your life. Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's talk about it. Talk about your health. Talk about your life. Let's go to Bill. Hi, Bill.
Hi. I'm sorry to present you with a little situation I have.
That's okay. Everything's important. Okay. What's up?
I don't know where you want me to start. It's thumbnail fungus. I'm 65-ish, reasonably healthy, I eat well, I exert myself sufficiently, so that if I'm a toned body, people don't want to walk with me, I walk too fast. So I'm balanced all over the place. Every time I go to the doctor, he says, yeah, you're healthy, and all sort of stuff. But the toenail that I have, great toe, left foot, half toe separated from the nail bed. I tried twice over the past 10 years, whatever medication they gave, I can't remember the name of it, kidney function, no problem. Was it kidney or liver they test? Whichever they were testing, you know, it was no problem, either before or during, but it never had an effect. So the only thing I was doing was just over-the-counter stuff, and now it's the point where it's half a nail bit, has separated. Didn't know whether or not there's something you'd suggest other than possibly remove half the toenail, clean up the infection by whatever, or stiff it out and go for the 6 months or longer of whatever medication that was. I know there's another option. I think, was it the pinpoint laser, but that sounds a little expensive for possibilities as opposed to guarantee.
Yeah, a lot of times it can be. I mean, you know, with toenail fungus, it's a real challenge. Just one thing that a lot of people, when they get it, it's like, gosh, what do? You soak the toes, you know, do you remove the toenail? What do? Well, I mean, a big thing with the toenail fungus, you can go from the natural methods, but it takes a long time, really does. More of the traditional ways of handling that, whether you handle it with some of the creams or even, you know, other methods is a good way to go. It just depends. Depends on what you want. Depends on what you want to do. You know, that's the key. I really think I've seen things like black walnut, wormwood, those sorts of things work very well. And that might be something, a route that you want to go, route that you want to look at. But yeah, I mean, that definitely makes a huge difference. The things like ionic silver, some of the herbal remedies too can work. But again, you got to play around with it. And the one thing is, they take a while. That's the only thing. The natural methods when it comes to toenail fungus takes a while. And some of the soaking that they do, golden seal, echinacea, kind of the old adage is you can soak the toenails three times a day or so, and it can help quite a bit. So you might want to look into that, do some research on the internet, maybe talk to, if you've got an alternative practitioner type doctor in your area, maybe a naturopathic physician. They're great to talk to, too, and just come up with a good game plan, okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Let's go to Lauren. Hi, Lauren.
Okay, I'm calling about my daughter. She suffered with migraines very badly, and she was thinking that it could be her wisdom teeth need to come out. She wanted to try and go get them last Friday, and it's 4. But her pressure was up, and they would not pull her, you know, pull them. So I'm just wondering, isn't there tips or whatever she can do to help her with her migraine?
Yeah, migraines, it just depends. You know, if it's over the right eye, the left eye, the back of the head, it wraps around the head. There's a lot of different types of migraines. So understanding, you know, which side it's coming from is definitely a big key, and that's, you know, where you probably want to start. So, you know, if she's dealing with the right eye, it's usually an iron deficiency, and she can get some blood work done to confirm that and talk with her doctor about it. Left eye can be a zinc deficiency, and these are can-bes. It doesn't mean it's an absolute, and this is not based around traditional medicine at all. This is more natural and alternative medicine. But, yeah, I mean, she can look at those kind of things and see exactly. And they can do blood testing and whatnot and check. The back of the head many times could be structural, meaning that it could be just the occiput, which is the base of the skull. The muscles that kind of hold that in place could be strained. They could be in spasm. And so maybe some form of manipulative care, such as physical therapy, osteopathy, or chiropractic, could be helpful for that. So there's options. But, you know, it's getting several different kinds of consultations and having someone look at that and figure out a way for her, obviously, to get the relief she needs. But a lot of times nutrition along with that can be quite helpful. You know, and that, I don't know. Migraines are really tough, and I usually like to see with migraines a nutritional component and someone working on the structural component as well, kind of the bones, muscles, and the nerves. So you want to definitely look at all of that together, okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open. With questions about your health, 80% of the health challenges we face today, diet and lifestyle related. What are you doing to change your diet and lifestyle? Have you made those changes and have you made those shifts? That's the key. Because when it comes to a transformation and you want to go to the next level with your health and with your life, that's what it takes. It takes you going to that next level. But no one can do it but you. Sue Ann in Birmingham, she said, I'm 36 and living with adult acne. What can you recommend? Acne comes from the gut. You know, we get acne and we think, okay, I need to get this special little cream and put it on my face, and that's what's going to clear up. It's going to get the blackhead out and the pus out. Well, the reality is that when you've got acne and you're dealing with that, most of the time it comes from the gut. Whatever shows on your skin is typically going on in your digestive tract. So you clear up the digestive tract, and that's where you'll see many times a clearing of the skin. That's what you want to look at. And, of course, probiotics are good for that, cutting out the grains, the gluten that are in a lot of the grains. Those are all quite beneficial when you're dealing with these sorts of things. So, I mean, I just, acne, psoriasis, dermatitis, all these types of skin conditions, they many times originate in the gut. So you get your omega-3 fatty acids up, zinc levels up, all of those can be quite helpful. All right, 888-283-7272 is the phone number. And don't forget to go online at getwellradio.com, and we'll be able to glad to make whatever you're dealing with. You want a question, you want to answer in private, you want to ask part of the show, whatever it is, we'll be glad to help. They say when prescription drugs go over the counter, ads talk much less of the overall harms. And they say when prescription drugs become available over the counter, the advertisements for the medications are far less likely to tell consumers about the potential harms and side effects, the new research finds. The reason for it, experts say, likely has to do with which federal agency regulates the marketing materials for each type of drug. U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, regulates ads for prescription drugs, while ads over-the-counter drugs are regulated by the U.S. Federal Trade Commission. Now, the FTC has much more stringent standards than the FDA for what manufacturers have side effects. The FTC, on the other hand, holds drug advertisements to the same standards as other consumer products, requiring a reasonable standard of truthfulness. The looser requirements means that the information about potential side effects and harm aren't included in most over-the-counter drug ads, said the study lead author, Dr. Jeremy Green. He's part of Johns Hopkins University. One of the FDA's guiding principles for regulating direct-to-consumer ads for prescription drugs is there needs to be a fair presentation of the risk and benefits. The FTC has fewer requirements or specific regulations for how the risk and benefits should be presented. The FTC is more interested in making sure that there's no fraudulent statements being made and there's no active deception. These findings are published in the September issue of the Journal of American Medical Association. Green and his colleagues analyzed the print of these, and they were looking at different drugs such as Claritin and Xenical and some of the others. When the drugs were made available only by prescription, 70% of the ads mentioned the potential side effects. And now, afterwards, only 11% did. Just a little bit of difference. Let's go to Larry. Hi, Larry. Welcome to the show.
I was diagnosed with schizophrenia 4 years ago. Okay. And medications just make me lethargic. Are there any natural remedies to help treat schizophrenia?
Schizophrenia, yeah, it's a tough issue. I'll tell you that right now. It's from a natural point of view, you always want to stay, you know, a lot of people like to lean that way. Well, let me just see what I can do with supplements or what I can do with natural products and natural foods. All that's fine and dandy, but you want to make sure that with schizophrenia that you take exactly what your doctor has you taking. Like, you don't want to veer off from that to the left or to the right at all. You want to make sure that you are right on board with what they have laid out for you. And when you do that, you're going to make a huge difference, not only with yourself, but in the long-term effects of what you're dealing with. Schizophrenia is so volatile. And once they get the medications dialed in, makes a big difference. Now, the other issue with dopamine, because that's the brain chemical that you're dealing with a lot of times when you're dealing with schizophrenia, a lot of times you have too much of it. And so there's certain things that can cut it. Caffeine cuts dopamine. And there's certain food groups that help support healthy levels, such as your protein-rich foods like chicken, beef, fish, or eggs. They're all very good. And then also, don't forget, certain supplements can help too, but you don't want to take any of the supplements unless your doctor knows. Because I'm serious, schizophrenia medication is no joke, and you don't want to play around with it. So you might want to get with them, mention them things like B6, omega-3 fats, and talk to them about huperzine and club moss and these sorts of things. Some of them know about it. If you don't, find a good integrative practitioner that will know exactly what you're talking about and they can help you come up with a good game plan. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great things for schizophrenia. But the thing is, always stick on the medication, even if you don't want to. Very important.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision plasma pH drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision plasma pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Today only, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials through today only. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. Take you to the next level with your health and with your life. We're going to go to Eric now. Hi, Eric.
I've recently been diagnosed, the doctor thinks, maybe with Rocky Mountain spotted tick fever or possibly a mosquito-borne illness. And I'm on my fifth day of a run of prednisone, and on my sixth day of a run of antibiotics. I'm just curious, are there some type of, I haven't taken antibiotics in probably 10 years or any kind of medication in that amount of time, and I'm curious if there's some type of supplement that I should be following up with to get my system back in check after this run of medicine.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to do that, you need to. I mean, if the doctors have you doing it, definitely. But yeah, I mean, probiotics are really good, and they help rebuild the gut bacteria, the flora, in a very good way. I mean, it's vital to take those. The standard of care now, for most part, a lot of guys and gals are recommending you take those during your treatment. So if you're taking an antibiotic, you'd be following it with the probiotics, which would keep the good bacteria in the digestive tract. Because the antibiotics go in and, you know, of course, they wipe everything out. And so keeping the good bacteria in there is very important. So, yeah, I mean, that would be my thought. That's pretty standard. I mean, that's what I do. I mean, constantly. I take probiotics. I think it's important for everybody to take. I mean, the four things that are important, good whole food, multivitamin, digestive enzymes, cod liver oil, probiotics, those are all great. Very important for you to take. I mean, any of us. A lot of doctors will recommend that, but you might want to run it by them, whoever your doctor is, and just talk to them about it. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, when you're dealing with any kind of infection and you've taken antibiotics, getting the body back in balance is key. So all your fermented foods, your yogurts, provided they don't have any sugar in them, and then also, or added sugar, rather, and also your fermented vegetables, all those are important. So the more you can eat of that type of food, the more you're going to build up the good flora in the gut. It's going to keep the immune system strong, going to keep your elimination good, which, you know, that's that's always a good thing. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Honey, of course, they're saying is a sweet treatment for kids' nighttime cough. So this is a little old school, but Grandma may have been right. A teaspoon or two of honey, they say, before bedtime can safely relieve the symptoms of an upper respiratory tract infection, they report. The cough due to a viral infection is generally a self-limiting disease, said study author Dr. Herman Abner Cohen, who's chairman of the Pediatric Community Ambulatory Care Clinic. He said that, however, parents often want some active form of intervention. He said it often leads to the use of over-the-counter cough medications, which are potentially dangerous because of the possibility of accidental overdose. For this reason, honey may be a preferable treatment for the cough and sleep difficulty associated with childhood upper respiratory infection, said Cohen, who hails from the Slackler Faculty of Medicine at Israel's Tel Aviv University. He said, in light of our study, honey can be considered to be an effective and safe alternative, at least for those children over 1 year of age. He said Cohen's investigation, funded by Israel's Ambulatory Pediatric Association, Materna Infant Nutrition Research Institute, said this recently in one of the Journal of Pediatrics. So interesting. Honey's been around for a long time and I think is so critical. Of course, your child does have to be over one, just with some of the precautions that honey could bring to a child. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely important and it's actually extremely good for the immune system as well. I'm a huge, huge fan of honey. Scripture for the day comes from Romans chapter 12, verse 21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Powerful. Very true. Lines are open. You can give me a call right now, 888-283-7272, or you can send me an email You're at getwellradio.com. Let's go to Jane. Hi, Jane.
Well, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis about 2 years ago. I guess a fairly mild case, but I don't have any joint damage or anything, but I do have kind of severe pain unless I'm taking methotrexate. It scares me to take that. I would rather do something more holistic, and I was just wondering if you had some kind of a regimen you would recommend.
You can. I mean, with arthritis, one of the main things you need to be considered with is the digestive tract and the kind of food you're putting inside the body. Because over and over and over again, if you're eating the wrong kind of food, you're going to stir up more inflammation in the gut, creating more of an issue. So that's where you have to be a little bit careful. And so changing and getting the right kind of foods in, it really does matter. And it builds up over time what we call kind of a health account. So you want to build up a strong health account over time, and you can really begin to focus on that and take it to the next level. Now, the methotrexate, of course, is a little bit of a challenge, not a lot of fun, and I'm sure you don't like taking it, but for a period of time, you know, it can be quite beneficial. It can. So that's why the doctors have you taking it. Now, there's another product out there. It's a supplement. It's called Amino Active. And Amino Active, you can check it out at Amino Active. There's no E on the end of that. AminoActive.com. Very good for arthritic pain. It's a protein derived supplement. And I mean, really, the studies behind it are good, and people are getting really good results. We get all kinds of emails and calls about it. It's not, you know, my company is just a great company out there that I truly believe in. I think they do great work, and I think they have great products. So you might want to take a stab at that. But aminoactive.com, great place. Keep your omega-3 fats high. Don't forget, and vitamin D levels, to get those checked with your doctor is always the key. And believe it or not, folic acid can make a big difference, too. So you might want to get that checked into as well. But it's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.